We've been on a tremendous trip through the whole sugya of emunah, something that I think we took for granted. Usually when people think about emunah, they think about proving things. Ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We, with our Messiah, are not here to prove things. We don't have to prove things, but we have to understand what we're supposed to believe. And we discovered that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about each and every one of us individually. He believes in us, He expects from us, and we can bank on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we've basically been working on understanding how close we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person must believe. Chayav Adam Loimer Bishvili Nivra Olam. Hashem really created planet Earth and even the cosmos and even all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod just for little old me. And now the question is, we have this relationship, so now what? What are we supposed to do with this relationship? What do we do? Right? You just sit there appreciating that you're so close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Goyim have this. I was once on a plane with a very religious Krakshtin lady. She was walking down the aisle. She was going, Amen, Hallelujah. And I was like trying to figure out. She said she's walking with God. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to walk with God? No mahalach? Just go Amen all day? Chas v'shalom. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, Zatzal, once had an appliance, was brought to his house, and you know, what do they know about all the different buttons and gadgets? And they're looking, and sure enough, there's a manual! There's a manual! Right? Rav Chatzkel Levenstein said, this is a raya that Torah is min hashamayim. Torah is min hashamayim. Why? Because if you have this simple old thing with a few buttons, and everyone knows there's a manual, so for sure Hashem would not leave us here without a manual, without a guide to figure out what to do with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're put here on a mission and we need to know what to do. And so now we come to, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, maybe we'll bring it in the Lashon of the Rambam later, the belief, the emunah, the Torah is min hashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not leave us here to figure out what to do, and that's a big relief because that would be very scary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only cares about us, but He gave us a mahalach. He dropped something from Shemayim at Har Sinai, and He gave us a code of how to get connected with Him. And there's a beautiful Ramban that we've brought in the past, an amazing Ramban. It's a mitzvah everyone should tell a friend about this Ramban because it's not famous enough. The Ramban in the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. This is in the back of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's called Mitzvah Sheshachach HaRav. The Ramban learns there's a mitzvah to thank Hashem for the Torah every day in the Birchas HaTorah. Here's what he says. Shenitztavinu lohoidais l'shma yisbar b'chalei shenikru b'HaTorah. We have to thank Hashem for the Torah. Al ha'toiva ha'gdoilo she'asalan. The great chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, b'seisu terasa eilenu, that Hashem gave us the Torah, v'hodiyenu ha'maisim haritzuyim lefonav, shebehem nincha l'chai olam haba. He told us the things that make Him happy, that will get us to olam haba. That's a gewaltige way to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Right? We think that Birchas HaTorah is just that we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is enough. I mean, we're very excited to learn. But says the Ramban, every day a person should wake up and say, Hashem, thank you for telling me what makes you happy. Thank you for telling me how to get to Olam Haba. Now, Olam Haba is not here. It's very high up there. We've never been there. I mean, maybe we were originally, but even the place we were originally is not as high as we're going to go after 120. We're going to go very, very high. And the only way to tell somebody how to get so high is to drop something down from so high. Torah is min hashamayim, and Torah gets you back to hashamayim. Torah is the guide to have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a world without a manual is absolutely worthless. And Lemaisa, it's a Rashi. Rashi says in Breishis, we've all seen this when we were very young. Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa. Hashem finished the world. The machine has been created. Vihine toiv ma'oid. Vayere vayivoyker yom hashishi. And it was the sixth day. Whoa, it's supposed to say sixth day, not the sixth day. Says Rashi, we've seen this so many times, we'll appreciate the Amkus a little bit, a mashahu. Why is there a hey, the sixth day? Says Rashi, kulam tsuyim va'omdim ad yom ha-shishi, shishi v'sivan. Everything in creation is waiting for thousands of years later for Maimed Har Sinai, Vav Sivan. The whole Bria is waiting for that. Hamuchan l'matan Torah. The world has not been created. It looks like it's created. There are flowers, there are birds, there are people, there are animals, there's everything. There's no manual. The world can't exist until Klal Yisrael is mekabel on Vav Sivan, the Torah, to have direction, direction in our lives. We have a mahalach. And there's a beautiful shtickle from the Gaon. The Gaon says in his Perish on the Haggadah that there are two Shabbases. There's Shabbos Breishis, as we know, and Matan Torah itself. Klal Yisrael got the Torah on Shabbos. And says the Gaon, Ha'oilam haya mechudish beiz pamim. The world was created twice. Bichlalus, in a general sense, ubipratus, in a specific sense. Echad b'tchilas b'riyas ha'olam, nischadash ha'olam b'chlalos, in a general sense, at the beginning of creation, v'acher kach b'matan Torah, nischadash b'protus li'Yisrael. And then the world was given specific creation. What does this mean? It means a direction. And in the beautiful Sefer, Yichud Bracha v'Kedusha, which is a newer Sefer, and my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, took this Sefer with him on the plane once, and he said that even an Adam Gadol can get from the Sefer. It's a beautiful Sefer on Shabbos. The Mechaber says the following. Every time we say Kiddush on Shabbos, right? We say, Zeicher l'maseh v'reishis, right? We remember that Hashem created the world. And then we say, Zeicher l'yitzias Mitzrayim, huh? Why are you reminding yourself about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Every Shabbos is when Hashem created the world. Why are we starting with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why do you have to remember that the world was created and Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim? Lufi the Gaon, the Pshat is Pashut. Yes, Hashem, on the seventh day you rested, you created a world. But where are we supposed to go with all of this? You can't remember creation until you remember where your destination is. Hashem, you created a world and you sent us off on a whole mahalach, starting from Yitzias Mitzrayim all the way to Matan Torah. And I can never think about the machine unless I think about the manual. I have to know where I'm going. This is essential for the mahalach. And it's different. Torah is min hashamayim, Torah is above. And there's a lot of intelligent people in the world, but there's only one Torah. Listen to an Eicha Rabba, we've heard this Medrash, but let's ask a basic question over here. The Medrash says, in Eicha Rabba, Beis Yud Gimel, Im yomer lecha adam yesh chachma v'goyim, tamen. If somebody tells you that goyim have wisdom, believe them. Okay, believe them. Hadou d'chsiv avarati chacham me'edom. There were wise men in Edom. Yesh Torah v'goyim. But if they tell you that Goyim have Torah, Al Tamin, don't believe them. Dichsiv Malka v'sareh b'Goyim, the kings and princes are among the Goyim, Ein Torah! There's no Torah over there. We pointed out in another Gemara recently a similar phenomena. I would write this very simply. Just say, by the Yidden, there's Torah. By the Goyim, there's no Torah. What does it say? If somebody comes and asks and says to you, you know the Goyim have Torah, don't believe them. But if they say they have Chachma, believe them. What's all this belief? It's very dramatic. Believe, don't believe, I'm a believer. It's setting up a system of emunah. There's a fundamental difference between Chachma and Torah. Goyim are very smart. And they can tell you the greatest things that a brain can tell you. but as intelligent as they are, don't believe that they have anything that even where the lowest point of Torah starts, that's where they end. If they tell you they have a great idea, fine. But if they ever tell you that they have an idea that will get you somewhere in your life, to get you somewhere great, don't believe them. They don't have Torah. They don't have a system that's from Shemayim. Everything comes from their seichel. It could be their good psychologists. It could be their good physicians. It could be they're great at making trades in the stock market. It could be they have a lot of these things, but these are all stuck down here on planet Earth. And sometimes it might seem like they're so intelligent that, hey, maybe they have a better idea than us. Impossible. Impossible. Because we have something that's so above our seichel. We have Torah. And we have to understand that we're the luckiest people. It's an issue of emunah. Sometimes it might seem different. Don't believe it. We have everything. We're heading way, way above. NASA can take space shuttles only to planets. We're going much, 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 much further every single second of the day because we have Torah. And it looks like in the world, no, look at that spaceship. Look how high it's going. I'm still down here. No, no, no. It's a mirage. They're stuck here in the world, the finite world, and we have Torah. We have a mahalach to get so much further. And there has to be a manual. And there's a strange, I shouldn't say strange, but it's strange to me, and it was strange to some of my Rebbeim, a Rambam in Shorshei HaMitzvah. The Rambam writes many rules of how you know something's a mitzvah. It's very hard to come up with 613 mitzvos and not 2,000 or 3,000. When you learn the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, you're amazed that a human being was able to come up with 613 mitzvos. Exactly. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. It's not for now to discuss. But the Rambam has many rules. 14 rules of how to figure out what's a mitzvah. And the Rambam says in Shor HaShlishi that a mitzvah has to be lidoiris. To be part of the 613, it's got to be something that's forever. It can't be something that's only for one generation. For the Dor HaMidbar, for example, if something was a specific command for Klal Yisrael in the desert, can't be a mitzvah. The Rambam brings something that to me is a very strange raya. He brings Umamara. What's his raya? There's a chazal that says that we know we have all these different parts. We have Ramach Evarim, right? 248 limbs. And it says here in the Medrash, Kol Aver ve'Aver ki'ilu yitzava adam basiyas a mitzvah. Every Aver screaming out, do a mitzvah with me. That's how we get 248 mitzvahs ases. Where do we get the 365 los ases? Keneged, the days of a 365 day year, of a solar year, each day says, stay away from Avera, Yizor Azome Avera, says the Rambam. So you see that mitzvos have to be lidoiras, huh? What's going on over here? What's the proof? The Rambam is understanding the following. The Rambam is saying like this. What's the pshat that each part of the body says, do with me a mitzvah? He says over here, it can't be that this is never true. If there's a generation that one generation is missing a body part that says it's a mitzvah, oh no, that was in the generation of the Midbar. So now, what is this Aver going to do? Says the Rambam, every part of your body comes with a manual. Forever. There will never be a part of your body without direction in life. So much so that it could never be that any part of your body wouldn't have a mission or something to do. And the Rambam brings this as a proof that every one of the 613 mitzvos must be there for every one of your body parts and every one of your days of the year. Right? The clarity of me as a person and my time. I must have clarity in who I am, a manual for every part of my being, and a manual for every part of my day. To send me to a higher place. Otherwise, it'll be like, hey, what does this button do? What does this button do? Right? A guy goes into the Pentagon with all these buttons. We're at Selam Elokim, Rabotai. We need serious instructions with this thing. This is much, much stronger than nuclear warfare. At Selam Elokim. It needs a manual. It has to be handled with care. And if our Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have dropped down Torah min Hashamayim, we'd be totally lost. And we just stick with what we would call Chachma. Says the Ramchal in a rare edition of Mesilas Yesharim, which is not on the shelves of yeshivas, but it would be nice if it would be brought back. The Ramchal wrote another Mesilas Yesharim, which is basically the same as the first one, the other one, but it's in play form. It's in play form. And the Ramchal has an extra chapter that he doesn't have in the Mesilas Yesharim that we have. It's called Torah Mevi Lidei. The Ramchal does not have that in our regular Mesilas Yesharim. He's trying to explain, why does Torah bring you to Zahiras? Why does Torah get you to be careful? It says, Pinchas ben Yair announces to Klal Yisrael that there's a ladder you can follow. Torah brings you to Zahiras, being careful. Zahiras brings you to Zrizus, which is to be a go-getter. That brings you to Nekias, which is to clean up your act. That brings you to Precious, which is to stay away from things that are above and beyond the law. That brings you to Tara, to cleanse yourself from things that are not Lishma. That brings you to Chassidus, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he's a father, and not like he's a just like he's a king, but also like a father. Rav Pinchas ben Yair lines it up, and he says, where does it all start? How do you begin to climb? Torah. And wouldn't you know, very peculiarly, it says in that Maamar Chazal, Pinchas ben Yair says two things. He gives you the ladder from Mesilas Yesharim, and he says, Al yeharher bayom, don't have inappropriate thoughts. Good for all the Shovim guys who feel that they lost out. Here's your big Shovim break in the Shmuz. Al yeharher bayom, shemo yavali de kari balayla. Pinchas ben Yair says two things over here. He says, the whole Mesilas Yesharim, the ladder to get to Ruach HaKodesh, and he also says, don't think inappropriate thoughts in the day, lest you come to Yitzias Zara Balayla. That's what's said over there. Frek the Ramchal, what's the connection between these two things? That Torah brings you to all these levels, and Pinchas ben Yair is saying, don't have inappropriate thoughts in the day. Come to Yitzias Zara Balayla. He says the following amazing thing. He says, what is it about Torah that brings you to high madrigas? He says, if people would come up with their own ethical system and they would work millions of years on it, they would never come up with what the Torah says. Why? Torah is min hashamay. You would want to be the best guy. I want to be such a good guy. And if you would start with just that, with little old me and what I can think of in my head, you wouldn't go anywhere. You'd be a total loser. The Torah tells you what to do. And he says, if you would ask a guy, is there anything wrong with a bad thought? So far, goyim don't think that way. What's the big deal? Al yaharher bayom. Don't think a bad thought. What matters what I do. I'm allowed to think what I want to think. He says, only Torah can tell you there's a problem with a thought. And in parentheses, that you can control your thoughts. You can be that big. He doesn't say that, but that's munach bidvar. That you're capable of being that big, of cleaning up your thought system. Says the Ramchal, he says, that's what Torah Mevili Dei Zahiras is. Torah is a plan that puts you in a totally different realm, a totally different stratosphere, where you're doing things that you could never have come up with to become a great person. If you want to understand why Torah brings to Zahiras, it's because Torah tells you to do things that only if it was dropped down from Shemayim would you ever have a clue that this is Maisim Ritzuyim, like the Ramban says. Things that Hashem would want and things that you could do. That's Torah Min HaShemayim. Now that we've discussed this inyan of the manual, we have to take it to the next madrega, which is learning with Emuna. Learning with Emuna. We just talked about the importance of the manual for our lives, but we're B'nai Torah. And if a person wants to taste learning, and they don't have Emuna that Torah Min HaShemayim, they've never learned a day in their lives. And we have to explain why this is so essential for learning Torah and for getting geshmak in learning, is to have emuna that Torah is min hashamayim. So the Rambam, when he brings this inyan of Torah min hashamayim, he's marich in Perish Mishnayos, and he says, the Torah is min hashamayim u'shenamin ki kol ha-Torah zoysa nesuna al-yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire Torah Kula mipi agvura. It's all from Hashem. It's all Dvar Hashem. And he says, Ve'ein hefresh bein b'nei Cham kush Mitzrayim. Right? The children of Cham doesn't sound like such an important part of the Torah. V'shem ishtoi mehetavel. And one of the Zion, the eighth melech, who was Malach Be'edom, his wife, he had a Rebbetzin named Mehetavel. Doesn't sound so important. Agav, by the way, the Arizal gives Giluyim Noiraim in this Eshes Chayil of this Gaiash king. That's part of this Emunah B'Torah. V'timna Haisa Pilegesh. And Timna was a Pilegesh. There's no difference between these words. Ubein Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Ushma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's no difference between the Pilegesh, you'll excuse me, the Shiksa of Esav that's recorded in the Torah, and Anochi Hashem, I am your God, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Maybe you've heard this before. Did you ever think about this? This sounds preposterous. Do you understand what the Rambam is saying over here? You have to believe. You know those parts of Shnayim Mikra where you're like, why did Hashem do this to me? You have to believe that's just like when people die al pi kiddush Hashem and they go, Shema Yisrael! That's Esav's Pilegesh! What? Sounds wild. You need a belief system to be told to believe this. And this is part of our belief system. If you don't believe this, you're an apikiris. We don't want wine in Israel. Most wine is not cooked. It's not cooked. It's not mavushal. Can't come to my Shabbos table if you don't believe this. Stay away. Stay away. This is what we're supposed to believe. Yes. The entire Torah is mipi hagvura. There's no difference between any part of it. Every part of it is accessing something that's totally min hashamayim, that's from the Eibishter himself. And this changes the way we relate to Torah entirely. It changes the way we relate to Torah entirely. Nothing is insignificant. Everything becomes exciting in the Torah. Why do people get bored of things when they're learning? I can't relate to this sugya. I can't relate to this mesechta. Fool. Don't you realize? Of course you can't relate to this. It's from Shamayim. And you're little earth man, Am Haaretz, sitting here on planet Earth. Of course you can't relate to it. The whole purpose of this is to schlep you somewhere higher. And the fools who just drop out in the beginning, who say, I can't relate, stay small. And the people who come to relate to the Torah, not like a pizza, but like the Torah, become himmeldik, become shayach to something that's divine, become shayach to chaye olam. They have a whole different way of looking at it, and they get excited. You know why? Because everything's hidden inside the Torah. The Torah is not pashut bichlal. There's no part of it that's pashut. The Ramban is Marich in his Mimer called Mimer al Pnimius HaTorah. He says, Ki einenu shavim mishechofer makom limso bo matmon, lufi umdan das. If someone's looking for oil, and they don't know that oil's there, or they're looking for diamonds and gold and whatever, but they're guessing. It's maybe an educated guess, but they're not sure if they're going to find something. It's not the same as someone who's chofer v'yodeya bevadai sheyesh matmon. Someone who knows for sure there's a diamond under there. They're going to hit a geyser. They're going to strike oil. They're digging and digging and digging, and they're so excited. V'hine torasenu atzmima yadanu ki kula malaya matmonim. Every part of the Torah, it's more exciting to learn something that seems irrelevant. Because there you could uncover something even more exciting. You didn't even expect it, Bichlal, for there to be anything over there. And lo and behold, you find it. And listen to the Ramban. Va'achar shodanuchazeh. Now that I've told you the secret of how deep the Torah is, natchil v'nomer k'shetia nafshecha besucha, ki torasenu tzmima, when you know the Torah is perfect and nothing's extra, as timashech achareha tamid, you're going to follow it forever. You're going to love learning. Because nothing is a bore. It's only a bore at the surface. But each part of this Torah, without fail, can get me to a level of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It can get me to that Madrega. You know what it is to learn Torah that way? If a person doesn't learn with emunah, they're barely on board. If a person's learning with emunah, there's nothing that's not relevant to them. There's nothing that can't change their lives. The Torah, it's a chiddush, it's here, Rabosai. It's a chiddush, we can read the Torah. You ever wonder why the Torah doesn't have vowels, nekudas? It would be so much easier for Balikar to be out of business. Right? You could go on those ski vacations without someone who even knows how to read. Just go bring your Torah wherever you want, right? Sorry, folks, not happening. You have to know. Why? Look at the Torah. It's so hard to read. They're always correcting people. People are getting embarrassed. It's not easy to be a Balikar. What's going on over here? Says the Ramban at the end of Drushus Pnimius HaTorah. He says, Da mitnei sheha nikud hu tzura v'neshama le'oisyas l'feirushay lo yinas to sefer Torah nikud. The Torah can't have nikudis. L'fishu koilo kol aponim v'kol adrochim amukim akitzaynim. The Torah has millions and millions of approaches to it. V'kulam nidrashim b'chol ois v'ois on every letter of it. V'im noikeit sefer Torah. If you would put vowels in a sefer Torah, you'd minimize the Torah to the simple meaning of the text. You're placing a stamp on the Torah that it can't get you wherever you want. And the Ramban says the Torah has millions of computations. So much so the Ramban says that when the world was created like the Medrash tells us, Istakol baraiso bar alma, Hashem created the world with the Torah, and it didn't even look like the Torah that we have now. It didn't have all the stories. It was all scrambled in a way that we could never understand it. And Hashem brought the Torah down and down and down and down and gave us a way that we could actually read the Torah. Yes, the Torah from Shemayim, you too could read that Torah. You too could have a shaychus with that Torah. But it's so far. And we have the schus to learn it and to uncover every aspect of this Torah that we could possibly understand. Rabbeinu Bachai says the same thing on the pasuk of Lo Sechanim. There are three isurim that are learned from Lo Sechanim. One, to give a goy a gift. Two, to give a goy land in Eretz Yisrael. Chanias Karka. And another one, a third one, to compliment a goy. Three separate lavim in the Torah. Frekt the Rabbeinu Bechai, how do you do that? They're pronounced different ways. Chanias Karka is with different nekudas. Freebies of giving a guy a freebie and giving a guy a compliment are all three different systems of vowels. You have to do them, you'll look over there, and he pronounces the word Techanim in three ways. Techunam, Techanim. Says the Rabbeinu Bechai, no problem, look in the Torah, there are no vowels over there. He says, that's why the Torah doesn't have nekudas. Because the Torah has so many havanas. There's no sof to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in his Torah. And when you learn with emunah, Rabosai, you learn differently. I'll give you an example. He brings the Ramban in this Maimar al Pnimius HaTorah. He brings another time where without the Nekudas, it's in one way with the Nekudas and without the Nekudas another way. It's a Gemara in Ksubis. A Gemara in Ksubis that says, it's a pasuk, v'yasid tiyal l'cha al aznecha, that there's a pasuk about taking a shovel out when a person has to relieve himself, so he has to be able to dispose of the tzoa, right? V'haya machanecha kadosh, a shovel, there's a shovel. Listen to what Chazal do over here. Al tikri aznecha ela ozencha. Don't read it that it's talking about the shovel, but it's talking about your ear. Malamed, shekishi yishma adam davar maguna. If someone hears something not nice, yitain etzba b'toich oizna. He should stick his finger in his ear. Oh, so yes, wait, it's the wrong word. Ozencha is not aznecha. Right? So he says, well, there are no vowels in the Torah. But if you learn with emuna, you can ask any question and know you're going to get an answer. I want to give you an example, and I'm not saying this is pshat over here, but I have the schlus of learning with Rabbi Yosef Jacob's Ksubis, okay? And we're working on our emunah. We're working on our emunah. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world are Chazal doing over here? We know that the Torah does things at the right time, at the right place. And here, Chazal take a shovel. They take a shovel that's about taking things and flushing them, basically getting rid of them. And come Chazal and see the word that looks like ear. And they say that when people are speaking Lashon Hara in the room and you're hearing nibble peh outside, go like this. So you know what somebody would say? I don't know, it's cute. They have no emunah. They can't begin learning. Emunah means there's a reason for this. And when you know there's a reason for this, you'll find a reason, says that Ramban. When you know you're digging for gold in a place that there's gold, you will find the gold. If you have emunah, your learning will reach dimensions that you can't imagine. So I'll tell you my pshat, and you can disagree with this pshat, but it came because of a teeny little bit of emunah in the Torah. The yasid over here, this shovel, what's it for? Getting rid of waste. Getting rid of waste. Right? That's the purpose. V'hoya machanecha kadosh. You know what? Sometimes you're in a room, and sometimes I'll be honest with you, I'm in the first year dorm, and there's thin walls, and sometimes today I was preparing my shmooze, and I wanted to do this. Waste removal, Rabosai. Waste removal. Here I am trying to do what I want to do, and people are speaking like, I don't understand. Waste removal. Waste removal. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's a shovel that gets rid of waste. There are different types of waste in the world. Now, I'm not telling you that this is the pshat, but I danced. I told Rabbi Levi this pshat as soon as we thought of it. We were dancing in the Beis Medrash. Why? There was a discovery. And the discovery only starts with emunah. People who don't have emunah will always stay at shitchias. They'll never get anywhere. And the Maharal says, and we'll end with this, a beautiful pshat. The Maharal brings in Perek Yud Gimel of Tiferes Yisrael, a Gemara in Megillah Lamed Beis. Amar Rabbi Parnach, ha'oichei Sefer Torah Orem. Somebody who grabs the Sefer Torah, who holds the Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is not covered, Nikbar Orem, he'll be buried Orem. Then the Gemara says, no. He'll be armed from the mitzvah of holding a Sefer Torah. It will be like he's naked from holding the Sefer Torah. He lost that mitzvah. He was stripped of that mitzvah. What does this mean? This is even brought lahalacha. You're not allowed to be oches a Sefer Torah without some sort of mechitza. Says the Maharal, Dover Nora, he brings a Zayir, and this is a rare thing for the Maharal to do. He says, the Zayir HaKadosh says, the Torah looks like stories. And it looks like simple stories. Woe is to the person who doesn't know that the Torah has a lavush, that it has an external shell. And that shell is beautiful, but still there's so much pneumius inside. Woe is to the person who learns the Torah that way. They can't attach themselves to the Torah. Says the Maharal, he says, somebody who grabs the Torah and thinks it's just in front of him like this, and there's no coverings, there's nothing to be uncovered, there's nothing, I got it. He is no shaychus to whatever he touched in Torah. It's like nothing happened. It's like nothing happened. He lost the whole thing. Torah is a discovery, Rabosai. It's kedai to be here till 120. You will have discoveries that no one on planet Earth has ever had. You will get to places that no man has gone before. We should be all zeicha to emunah b'Torah b'Shamayim.